I think there's nearly two different industries. Hotels and cities can charge whatever they want. They have the demand. Hotels in rural Ireland, the majority of them are all family owned, and they certainly can't go increasing prices like that. They just simply wouldn't get away with it. I think, yes, the conversation has to be had, maybe about city versus rural Ireland. And also, I think it's a given at this stage that the VAT rate is going to go up on the accommodation. I'd still be hopeful, that the government might listen to us and might take heed of the amount of job losses that there'll be if they put the VAT back up on food as well. It wasn't a great summer. We all know what the weather was like, but there are a lot of positives. The Wide Atlantic Way is still doing it. It's bringing a lot of domestic visitors to Donegal, and that's working very well. Every business in the county has the same challenges. Here in the Sandhurst, our electricity bill is three times what it was 3 years ago, and that's just not sustainable. Speaking just to hotels over the last couple of weeks, and restaurants indeed, and pubs, and a lot of them are certainly going to close Mondays and Tuesdays. A lot of them are going to reduce the food offerings that they're going to do for us here in the Sandhurst. If the VAT rate goes back up on food, we'll probably have to stop doing Sunday lunch, because we're just not able to offer value for money with what we'll have to charge. Businesses just can't afford to cushion any more of these costs. It's going to have to be passed on to the consumer. That's making us, a very, very expensive industry. I suppose the one thing here in Donegal is we've always got credit for value for money, and that's right across restaurants, pubs, hotels, every single thing. And that's very hard to get. And once you have a name for that, we don't want to lose it.